Okay, I'd like to call the Town of Discovery Bay meeting to order. Excuse me, if you'll all arise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, can I get a roll call, please?
President Tatro?
Here.
Vice President Simon?
Here.
Director Graves?
Here.
Director Pease?
Here.
Director Steele?
Here.
All here, okay. I'd like to open public comment. Any public person may come up to the podium and has 3 minutes in which to speak on any item that is not on the agenda. There'll be no back and forth between the board and the speaker. Any clarifying questions, just go through the chair. So are there any public comments today? Going once, twice. Closed public comment and no presentations? Okay. Agency reports, Sheriff's Office, please.
AJ, you look different tonight.
So first, just to introduce myself, I'm Deputy Chef and one of the resident deputies in Discovery Bay. Second, I'd like to apologize for Lieutenant Johnson. He asked me just to say he had another commitment, but he will be here at the next meeting. First time being at this meeting, so I'm not quite sure procedure-wise, so I'll just kind of go through and hope that I don't mess anything up too much. Passed out this last month's reports that we've taken in Discovery Bay. As far as property thefts are going, they're slightly up from last month. I think we had 13 total. We're up to 15 now. But the good news is we've actually arrested two that we've identified as part of the culprits, and we've identified a third. So as often happens, those two can be responsible for multiple ones, so we're hoping to connect them with different incidents. Is there any questions anyone has regarding what I've handed out?
Any questions for the board?
What was going on the highway? I think I saw the sergeant on it. Were you on Highway 4 today in Pittsburgh arresting somebody?
No, it wasn't me.
Just like you.
Wasn't me either.
It was. Never mind then. I thought it was you. Look, just. I thought it was you.
Thefts? Auto parts?
That's still ongoing. It's actually been kind of on the up. It seems to be all related to Dodge diesel trucks recently, so. Unfortunately, I guess that catalytic converter is very expensive, so I'm not sure if that's the reason they're being targeted or if it's just simply scrapped.
Ended up across the street my friend's house.
Anything for the audience? Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming. Appreciate it. Okay, next. Get back to this page. Yeah. No CHP. Fire district, no. Supervisor People's Office.
Good evening. It's a lively bunch here tonight.
Yeah.
I've been gone for the last couple of meetings. I'm back again. Reminder to the board, I know Callista sent out a notice and I've received some RSVPs from several of you, but we have our joint MAC meeting and another one right there and another one right there. Okay? If we get Bill, we got a full board.
Are you going?
For our joint MAC meeting Wednesday, May 8th.
Bill's
we
going.
Will be serving you dinner, so come hungry. I just ordered the tamales today. And I'll get the agendas out probably tomorrow. You guys That's probably awesome. Have noticed, but DBW has started their herbicide treatment on water hyacinth. It began on March 18th and plan to continue through November 30th. You can go onto their website to see the areas that they're treating. It's not just Discovery Bay and Bethel Island, but their whole Delta treatment plan. We are still waiting for an update on the Aguirre densa, and we'll get that to you as soon as possible. It's a ways out, but we want to start the word and let everybody know that the Veterans Services Department will be participating participating in an East Bay Veterans Fair on Monday, July 15th. They're calling it VetCon 2013. It's a place for veterans to go and get a whole bunch of resources. And again, do want to remind everyone that we are doing by appointment on Thursdays in our Brentwood office. You can make an appointment with a veteran services rep to come just in our Brentwood office instead of driving all the way to Martinez to meet and talk about the services that can be provided to you and any questions you have related to veteran services. I saw a flyer out there for their all year round events, but just want to remind you that Delta Diablo will be holding their free household hazardous waste collections events. The first one is May 11th in Oakley. The second one is June 15th right here in Discovery Bay, just right next door at the elementary school. I'll leave some of these flyers of what they can take and what they cannot take in the back. And did want to let you guys know, I know that notice had been has gone out, but the public hearing for the Newport Point project, which was previously scheduled for May 7th, has been pushed back. It is tentatively June 4th, but that has changed for May 7th. And lastly, the supervisor just wants to say thank you for letting her participate in your Earth Day. She had a wonderful time.
I have a question. You mentioned the vets services in the office. Is that every Thursday?
It is every Thursday. It's by appointment, though. He is very, very busy.
From when to when?
He's typically there from 8:30, and he leaves when his last appointment is. So you can call the Veteran Services number, which I should know by heart, but I could look up on my phone.
It's my office. 1481. 343. I can get it to you, Bill.
335-646.
No, it's
313.
I got the wrong phone. It's probably not even there.
So you need to call
a lot of the county.
1480. I want to say it's 334-1481.
Anyway, so call into that office.
You have to call to Martinez to make a schedule with Bo over here at the.
Yeah. But we are getting a great response. It's a great partnership. Another way to bring county services directly to East County. He is serving quite a few individuals every Thursday.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks,
see
Rick.
You next Wednesday.
Before Karen leaves.
Always, Rick.
Code enforcement. I was unable to attend the meeting last week.
Yeah, Director Peace was there.
Oh,
I'm not sure
okay.
If he'll have an update.
Never mind. Then I didn't. I wasn't sure you were attending.
Committee reports. Trade plant. County Planning Commission. Code enforcement.
Code enforcement, yeah.
You ever?
The main issue that Discovery Bay has is building permits.
Oh, really?
Both they're finding a lot of people doing remodels and stuff that aren't going down to get their permits. So when code enforcement fellows are out doing their thing, they're finding these folks and then having them go get permits and things.
Okay.
So, and I did bring up a couple of vehicles that were fifth wheels that are being parked out on the street, which are dangerous, but that has to be referred to the sheriff's department. So.
How about trailers? Are they having a lot of trailers?
They went out. I think they tagged 17 or 18 trailers and boats. So they're getting aggressive on it. It kind of conflicts with the Homeowners Association, CC&Rs, because Discovered a Property Owner Association says it's okay to have a boat at your home. The county says no.
Doesn't matter. County
Trumps.
Trumps, that's right.
That might be something we talk about with them someday. And that's my report.
Okay, thank you. And no other reports? Okay, we'll move on to the consent calendar.
I will make a motion we approve the consent calendar.
Second.
Okay, we have first, second. Any questions from the audience? Anything from the board? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. We can now go to new business G2.
Yeah, I'm going to thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. This item has to do with the purchase and installation of a water booster pump for wastewater treatment plant number 2. And Gregory Harris, our district engineer, is here, and he's going to explain the pump, its needs, and why it's being pushed up in the timing a little bit from our regular CIP project listing.
Good evening, I'm Gregory Harris of Herbert Engineering. And the booster pump issue arose last year when we installed the second belt press. We ran out of water at plant 2. Mm-hmm. And of course, the board has approved the purchase of the third bell press as well. And that's actually arrived on site, and we're in the process of installing that. But because of the lack of water, we can't run both pieces of equipment at the same time, and it'll get worse when we have three pieces of equipment, but we won't be able to run that one at the same time. It was always sort of planned down the road that we need to bring increase the water supply over plant two. There's only a 4-inch pipe that goes across the road right now. And long term down the road, there may be a desire for fire water over on the plant two side. There's no fire hydrants there now. But at any rate, to get all the equipment to work properly sooner rather than later, we decided to accelerate and purchase a booster pump to boost the pressure and pull more water to the plant two side. There were some studies done by New York County about the pressure drop and Virgil coordinated all that. Make sure that the water system is properly designed. It really is just sort of a water element. It has to be. It happens to be located at the treatment plant. That's sort of a water facility because it's about fresh water coming over to plant two. And it's going to be right in front of the building. And then we're going to, it's a package unit to be set down on a slab. The slab, et cetera, is part of the inflow pump station project. So this is the piece of equipment that would go on top of that.
Greg, you're asking for $47,000, what you're asking for?
Yeah, that was the cheapest price that we received on the equipment that fit all the criteria.
Is that a piece of equipment that's out and exposed, or is it underneath some sort of a cover?
At the moment, we're going to put it on a slab.
Right.
The long-term plan, and Virgil's coordinating this, is to build a wood structure over it or some kind of structure over it so that long-term it's not in the ground.
This was the Greg, if you could maybe elaborate a little bit more. You staff and yourself, as well as I believe Ludorf, evaluated a number of different other options as well.
Yeah, that is correct. You know, there was some discussion. Well, you know, we could bring a bigger water line from Cherry Hill Drive over to the other side, but that was going to cost a lot of money. Primarily because on Highway 4, we have two steel barrels that we snuck pipe through. Okay, those barrels are full, so we can't get any more pipes in them. We have to bore and jack underneath Highway 4 to get any larger pipe across there. So that'd be a major undertaking in and of itself. So that pipeline, we estimated these would be, you know, several hundred thousand bucks to rag it all the way from Cherry Hills, a larger pipe, get under Highway 4 and bring it around. So that was one option. Another option was to do a well on site, and you know, you guys are paying $1 million for a well for well 7 now, and it wouldn't be that big a well, but you know, it's still a couple hundred thousand bucks easy for a well. Plus you have the delays to get it permitted, etc., to do it. We also looked at using reclaimed water and water from the treatment plant itself. And the nice thing about this pump is down the road we can use it for that purpose. We can switch it over and use it for the reclaimed water system. And so there's a package, we can pick it up and move it around. It's on a skid, so that is good for that purpose. The only delay on that at the moment is, you know, to use reclaimed water, we have to do other things like filters and strainers and things that would add more cost. So at the moment, this is the least cost piece of equipment that we can reuse for other services if we choose to use reclaimed water down the road. Like if we want to conserve fresh water down the road, we could add some more equipment, clean up our wastewater a little bit cleaner, and reuse the pump, etc., for that purpose. So that's why we thought this was the best alternative.
What is the cost? What do you estimate the reclamation system would cost?
Well, it gets into a little bit of a catch-22. It's like, okay, if it's only going to be for the plant service needs, because what happens as soon as you start talking reclaimed water, people are like, well, how about we use it for this and this and this? But let's assume it was just for the equivalent needs. Okay. Yeah, then you need a little filter, you need some filters and some strainers. I mean, it's probably another, you know, $50,000 to $100,000, depending on what you do, you know, in terms of how you go. And the real thing is you need a spot to put the strainers, you know, so let's say you like the slab, you know, so some support stuff comes along with it, you know, other than just the equipment. So it's probably another $50,000 or $100,000 to pick up strainers to reuse it. And a reason to do that would be, you know, let's conserve fresh water, right? And let's reuse wastewater. And that certainly can be done, but it will take a little bit of time to design and think through and evaluate. And we said no matter what, we can reuse the pump and the equipment for that purpose anyway, so it's a good first step. And then if the district desires, okay, let's pick this up down the road. Or if we have money at the end projects. When we're done building all the bonded projects, if there's money left over, we can put that in the priority list. Okay, build this or build that. We can decide then, you know, so we're not throwing away anything, basically.
It seems like you'd save money on electricity and those things that'd be more efficient to have a reclamation system.
The electricity is going to be the same because we've got to pump it up basically no matter what. Okay. It boosts the pressure no matter what. So electricity is about the same. The big savings is on the water side. You're making fresh water, you're pumping the well. So there is some electrical savings in that you guys pump it out of the ground, right? And we don't have to pump it out of the ground. So there is some electrical savings there, and there is some money savings there. We just haven't done a full formal evaluation of that, but this is the least capital cost to start with, and we can reuse the equipment, you know. But down the road, it may very well be a good idea.
We need to do this. I mean, we put in a second belt press. How long ago?
It came on in November.
And we haven't been able to use both belt presses at the same time because of this lack of water pressure. Yeah. I'm surprised it took so long to get this here, but we need to put this booster pump in now.
Yeah, and then, you know, long-term evaluate if you want to use reclaimed water. All
right. What's the volume of the 4-inch line so that you have the pump?
We're trying to pull 330 gallons a minute.
So what happens is you've got two backflow devices on there, reduced pressure RPs, and they're required because now you are dealing with wastewater and you've got to be reassured the general public and mainly our sanitation engineer, sanitary engineer from the Department of Health, that wastewater products can't come back and contaminate the system on that. And we talked about if we brought in a bigger size pipe, the biggest size line we have going through the golf course is 8-inch. And so we would put a strain in those group of homes at the end there, in the 15th, 16th feet, if we were to tap in an 8-inch or a bigger line to go across Highway 4. And so it would cause us other problems down the road. And so this would solve the problem for now and for what we call the future build out, meaning we're going to add a clarifier, which takes spray hose, like a sprinkler system, your spray nozzles, that runs 24/7. And so it's going to, this 300 to 400 gallons a minute that Greg's talking about includes that. So the booster pump would supply us for that.
All right, and is there enough capacity there when we get the third belt press to handle that?
Yes. So basically, this takes us through all the bonded projects.
Right, so all in that 4-inch pipe is capable of moving enough water to hit all three of them.
Plus, that's what we need the pump. It's capable if you give it another pump. That's what we got to do. It's not by itself. But with another pump, we can just squeak it through. That's where we're at.
And if one pump goes down, if the pump is only at least run one belt press, right?
Actually, in this particular system, it's really a package system with three pumps on it.
Okay.
And one of them is completely redundant.
Oh, perfect. So, okay. All right.
So yeah, it's 47,000. It's not one pump. It's three pumps with three BFDs, all with a controller and things like that.
All right. The other system you got to worry. The other thought you got to consider is, if we're pushing too much water through there, we're going to cause the 4-inch to collapse. And we can't do that. Can't afford that. So you're just, you know, it's like sucking a straw.
Right.
You suck too hard, it collapses.
Yeah, and that's where I was going with it.
And this was also sort of considered, you know, part of water projects. Even maybe the secondary expansion project, you know, was something that we knew eventually we were going to have to do. We're basically pushing it forward, saying, let's get it done now so we can use our equipment.
Yeah. Any comments from the public on this? Okay.
I'd recommend that we take board, I would move that we take board recommendation.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Now we're going to go to G1. Discuss possible action regarding the Central Lane.
This might be.
Do it again. Item 1, staff.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. The item before you today is a project that had previously been approved by the board.
Thanks, Greg.
Back in with the fiscal 11-12 budget year, it was pushed out for a number of reasons. There were a number of delays. One of which was the highway expansion project and the improvement project on Highway 4 that Caltrans did, which really put the project on hold for the time being. But before we go forward with it, we wanted to bring it back to you and get some further direction from the board. So Farron Prez is going to go ahead and make the presentation and give you the information as to what direction is that the board would like to proceed in.
So yes, this project's been on two different budget cycles to get installed. Besides the reasons that Rick listed earlier, there was a challenge that we ran into regarding a required maintenance agreement in our attempt to pull an encroachment permit with Caltrans. It was discovered typically any time that a city, county, or district maintains landscaping along the highway right-of-way, there's a maintenance agreement with the state, the Department of Transportation, which outlines the responsibility, the responsibilities of each party. We did not have one. There was not one in existence, and one never transferred over whenever the county opened. So in order for us to obtain this encroachment permit, they said, you have to finish a maintenance agreement with us. If you're going to do this work, then you need to sign this agreement. We reviewed the agreement with our legal department, or legal representatives, and there were a couple concerns that came up. One, that our boundary line for the actual owned property along Highway 4 only extends about 3 to 5.5 feet out along Highway 4. Now, we currently already maintain existing landscaping from the top of our property line, which is the sound wall along Highway 4, to the base of the slope. So we already maintain landscaping outside of our property line, but it falls within the Caltrans right-of-way. If we do move forward with this improvement, in order for us to pull the permit, we have to sign the maintenance agreement with them. In order for us, again, it's the next step in determining whether the maintenance agreement was something that we could legally go into, we needed to make sure that the original M8 boundary line, which is now Discovery Bay Landscape and Lighting Zone number 8, went farther than the area that we want to renovate, so there's many areas that we don't own but we have easements into, and we spend money to maintain those, so we just had to identify that. So a survey was done. The results of the survey are attached to your agenda tonight, and they show the new boundary line for Caltrans, the old boundary line, which was also shared, the MA boundary line and the old Caltrans highway boundary line were shared before. The Caltrans boundary line comes into where the MA district was even farther now that they did the road changes. So we're definitely covered as far as the MA boundary extending past the Caltrans highway easement.
So their line moved?
They did, yes, when they did the...
I think because they have so many feet from the edge of the road, and the edge of the road moves, so therefore the line moved, correct?
Yes.
So,
even if we pursue moving forward with a maintenance agreement, this project would again be moved into the next fiscal year. We're looking at about $45,000 to complete. It's an in-house project done by our own staff. But if we choose to go that direction, if one, it would be pushed during our budget process, but two, tonight I'm asking for direction to move forward with our legal representatives to get this agreement going with Caltrans.
Sure. Do we have the staff to do this in-house? I mean, we have a lot of in-house projects all of a sudden.
Well, we don't really anymore. So the ones that we have coming up for next year are in Zone 61 and for the end of this year. Well, there's one in Zone 61 for the end of this year. There were some this year that were unplanned, like some of the stuff at the community center, the garden, and the memorial project. Those weren't budgeted in our last cycle, but came up, and so it kind of put us back. Next year, those projects are getting planned out with timelines and budgets, and specific budgets just for them and our staff. So the idea of having the extra staff available next year would be to support those types of projects.
This is just a public amenity visual that the district is taking on to enhance the appearance of the entrance. So we're not going to get any reimbursement from the state or any of that.
Just, no.
This is not the entrance. It's from the Boulevard to the east.
Along the wall.
Correct.
The boundary wall.
Correct. Well, I see the whole thing as an entrance.
Right.
You know.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
It would just be like any of our other landscape common areas that we've improved over the last couple of years.
Right, but then the ongoing maintenance cost of that will be absorbed in our budget, is there?
Yeah, we already maintain it. So we're already maintaining, and that was one of the points I wanted to make clear, was that even though we don't own that whole property, and even though we don't have that maintenance agreement with them that they're requiring from us, we already maintain it. It's in our contracts already.
Okay, so we're not adding more.
No, we're just renovating the area.
Cleaning it up and then officially
enhancing it.
Legitimizing what we're doing with
the
state.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And that landscape industry helps pay for that, right? Okay. Zone 8.
Yes.
Okay. The reason why I wanted to bring this to you is an as necessary action tonight is because it's been before the board twice. This project would have been done last year, but because of some of these other issues and specifically because of the renovation project down on the highway, we flipped this project with the Clipper project, and so we moved Clipper up a year and pushed this one back another year. We just wanted to come to you again just to remind you that this project was on the list of approved projects, and we have done some work on it, and we just wanted to make sure the board this is still a project that the board is desirable of pursuing.
Go ahead. I was going to say I want to pursue it, but I just want to make sure that it's it's something that we can do in house. I think I don't want to take on a project in house that bigger than a bigger project that we can do it.
This project is much smaller than the Clipper Drive project that we did, and in fact, because the delays we caused on this that we encountered on this project, I kind of scrambled to get Clipper going, even though it wasn't in line and prepared for at the time, just to keep the projects moving. This one we've planned for, we have plans on, it's in existence. We've already bought a lot of them because we thought we were going to be able to go at that point in time, and this was original. And so we bought all of our traffic control items that we needed for our traffic control plan. And so we're kind of prepped and ready. It's just this maintenance agreement that's holding up our permit.
So what are you actually asking for tonight?
Pursue the maintenance agreement.
Yeah. Just that you guys are aware that it's coming. I didn't want to get district attorneys involved and their attorneys involved in an agreement that on a project that you guys weren't wanting to do anymore. It's been a while since we've discussed it. So.
Okay.
I'd just like to make a comment that based on what I see as a huge success on Discovery Boulevard, and that was all done in-house, at least on the right-hand side is your initial, but the way it matches the other side, and it's obvious to me you guys have the capability of doing the job, and $45,000 is not a huge job. I don't remember what you spent on the right-hand side of the boulevard. You spent like $30,000?
It was around 30.
Yeah, so it's not that much bigger than that project, right?
As an example, the Clipper Drive project, Farron, correct me if I'm wrong, it was originally estimated at about $450,000.
It was just under $500,000.
Just under $500,000, and we did it for how much in-house?
Probably around $100,000.
That's not the same project. How you could make a leap from the $450,000 project to what we did?
Same project.
We did a good job. I have no complaints about it, but to compare that to the $450,000 job is
come on. Can I comment? Mark, I want to get the agreement settled with the state, get that handled. I'd like to go back and revisit the plans on the aesthetics. I think that it's the whole fence line is in need of some attention. I know your project covers most of it, but I think that you go down Bixler and all these other areas you touch, I think we need to have a comprehensive image of how it's going to look on highway floor frontage, all of it, and not just a portion or a little corner of it or whatever. But I'd like to see the whole thing flow and be comprehensive. And I know it might take several years to plan that out, but I think that would be important. But let's get this agreement going.
Hey, I agree with that.
Get a motion?
Move staff recommendation.
Second. I don't see as necessary under recommended action. I think it needs to be more specific than that.
We would recommend that the board authorize staff to move forward with the Caltrans right-of-way.
Maintenance.
Thank you.
So moved. So second.
Okay.
So I.
Any questions from the gigantic set already out here? None? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. President's report and director's comments. Any director's comments, Mr. Keese?
Not this time.
No. No, I just have an administrative function. I need to turn that in because I didn't turn it at the last meeting.
We'll turn that right in.
I get some good more feedback from your day. Again, great job, and you know, people want to do it again, so okay. Thank you.
Manager report? Rick, anything?
I've got... I have one item for you this evening, and it's a draft of the Consumer Confidence Report, our annual water quality report. There's a copy that was provided to you. This is an annual report that we have to send out each year as required by the Department of Public Health. And we're letting you see it. It's pretty much the same as last year. The data sometimes changes from year to year because the state will have us test different components from one year to the next. They make us test certain things year to year. Then there's certain items that we only have to test every few years or occasionally when they put it on the list of items. So just looking if you have any comments or questions or any feedback on it, it should get printed and mailed here relatively soon. I believe it's got to be out by July 1st, June 30th.
Looks good.
The only comments that I'd have when I read through it, I know the wording is in there because I believe state requires, you know, that these carcinogens could be in the water, et cetera. So it almost, you know, fires up the community to, what am I drinking here? Is there a way that we can print it or write it and put it into emphasis somehow that shows we don't have an issue? These are state words that have to be in this document or something along that line.
It is state guidelines.
State requires us to follow a certain level of descriptions, so they're consistent from each public water agency across the state.
Right.
And I know what you're saying, and I have the same questions because you read it, you're like, well, this could say you could cause birth defects.
Right.
When in reality, we have a note of tech, and so what you do is you go back to the back of the document. And this is an 8-page fold. It's a nice fold out that goes each home. And you go back to the results section, and you can see what the limits are, that sort of thing.
Well, I understand. Can we flip that over and put it in the front so when when the person starts reading it, everything is fine. We meet all the state requirements. We meet this. We meet that, et cetera, et cetera. And then put the state required stuff at the end.
I don't know the answer to that question specifically, but they are very specific about what we can and cannot put in as additional materials. I don't know if I'll find out. I don't know if they let you rearrange things. They let you reshuffle the deck, so to speak.
Yeah, we're printing it, the glossy flyer fold-out thing. I mean, put our good news on the front end of it.
And Rick, be sure and highlight arsenic in here.
Yeah.
But we're under. I mean, we're.
Thank or goodness. Just you could have the graph at the back like they want. That's fine. But in the cover page, in the cover page or something, right? We have no detectable whatevers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Our water meets. We're above the standard that we need to be. Just that. Feel good fuzzy paragraph at the beginning in big bold print, and then whoever wants to finish reading it can read it, and it states this is a state mandated terminology, etc.
Did you find them?
Yeah.
Virgil's going to grab this current year, well, for last year, not this current year.
And this is the way it looks, just the numbers right inside it.
This is
flesh.
This is how it, once it gets sent to the printer, that's how it comes out.
Yeah, as soon as I open it up, first thing I see, arsenic.
What's wrong with that?
My ex tells me it's very good for you.
Yeah.
Just an FYI, California was first to do this type of reporting.
Of course.
And then we did it for close to 8 years, and then now it's mandatory in all states.
Well, and just right up here is where I was talking, you know, sampling results. You got to get all the way through it. It doesn't state anywhere in there that we meet all the requirements. So if somehow we could say something in the sampling results paragraph.
Well, we didn't actually meet all the requirements.
We don't meet all the standards?
We missed on a couple of them, and they have to do with our salt.
We've been doing the same thing for years, but the rest of the time you look at it. I see no problem with it.
All right. I give.
We never have one.
No, they're good comments, but what the gentlemen are right here by saying that this format has gone out, and really it's just an expense that we have to incur, and if 3% of the population open it up and read it, I would be surprised.
Barely 1%.
But they're great comments, and I would love to be able to put a more realistic, not even positive, just a realistic account of what we're doing here, because we're working really hard at it. But there are two areas where we fail. There's a couple of violations that are
being noted. Well, they're not necessarily violations. They have to do with,
We put this out last year.
Well, I mean, it says violations, yes.
No, I understand, but there's no fines associated with it.
No, I understand, but that's not what somebody will say.
They have a primary guidance that you have to meet, and they have a secondary, and both of those that you fail to meet are secondary. But then you got to remember, all the testing is done on raw water before it runs through your treatment plant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. I know.
And this report's posted on our internet.
All right.
We had last year, just to give you an indication, we had one phone call out where someone had a couple questions. And we brought him into the office. We had him meet with Veolia, help explain it to him. He was just wanted to get more information on it, and he was fine.
Okay. Thank you. Nicola?
Nothing, sir.
Thank you. Okay. Committee updates? Community center? Will you give that?
We're not, because the board was at the meeting.
We're meeting next Tuesday.
Okay, then we'll have the report.
Can I go back just for a quick second?
To what?
I'm just curious about, under total dissolved solids.
No, you can't.
It says that we were in violation, yet we're within the... We're within the ranges. How can we be in violation?
One of the wells, well, five, exceeded it.
At one point?
Mm-hmm.
That's an average. Okay. Thank you for your indulgence, sir.
That's good. Thank you.
Sure we do.
Okay. Correspondence. Put a fork on it.
All right.
We'll see you tomorrow.
That's right.
Correspondence. Nothing. Transfer homes was a request in future agenda items.
I don't have any at this time, sir. Thank you.
The only thing, I brought it up last time, so I don't know where it is, but I'd like to have
it. Somewhere.
The REC 800 water issue out in back here. Is there some place out in the future that it might come back?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. It is on the forecast. It is on the list of projects.
You can make a record here.
Coming forward. Yes, I already had some preliminary conversations with Jeff Conway.
I'm ready.
You're screwing up the record here. We're setting a record.
We got a chance.
We're adjourned.
All right.
You finally got.